Blog Talk Radio.
And he get around before he walks.
Random day. Hey, yo. If you passionate about what you do like I'm passionate about this music,
be.
This song is for you.
He patted his foot before he walked.
Like I can't breathe. When I wake up in the morning, I can't breathe until I listen.
And Buddy Bold then tuned up.
Be my
you
family.
Can hear him clean across
I affect the
river.
World. And y'all long for the ride.
And he get around before he walks.
Let's go.
Ideas, but I had better schemes. I thought the hustle way for me was etched in stone until my partner died and his name etched in stone. My daughter's growing up, my son on the way. They closing in on me. It feel like any day. Music saved me, swooped in like the Navy. Put a lifetime of scars all in 16 bars. So I took the vow and made music my life. Yep, I proposed and made music my wife. And if I ever need to cut a nigga, music my knife. And if I need to bring the girls together, music my dice. So if I degraded and I hated, even cried through it, I watch brothers prophesize about dying through it. Music aiming knowledge of self, and I'm a knowledge of self, and aiming knowledge of wealth. And I know.
Welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.biz. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also like to ask you to go to my YouTube channel at www.christiantalkradio@youtube.com. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio@youtube.com. So you can listen to the Bible studies on demand. I have recorded a lot of video Bible studies on my YouTube channel. Of course, YouTube is not made for universe, and it's definitely not made for me. Christian California Live is new. It's been around for about 3 months now. And so you're able to go to Christian Talk Live and listen to the Bible study. It's so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God, to show yourself approved unto Thee. Unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but to rightly divide the Word of truth. So we know that the Bible says rightly divide the Word of truth, but the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. That's why I come to you on a daily basis.
Matter of fact, tonight I'll be coming to you again in the next hour to talk to you, continue to talk to you about the Word of God. We'll never get enough of the Word, my brothers and my sisters. I say we never get enough of the Word of God.
If you get enough of the Word of God, then you're not saying it right.
Because you can study the Bible times and come up with something different each time that you study it. And you think that you're done studying it, then you study it again, and you find something that you had not even seen before. It's like it was hidden from you until the right time. And so every time you study the Bible, my brothers and my sisters, the Word of God, you're going to find something that you have never seen before. You're going to find some new things in there that you have, some new revelations in there that maybe you were not familiar with or maybe you didn't see.
And that's why the Bible says if you want knowledge from Father God, then you ask for knowledge. You know, if you have a hard time staying in the Word of God, and you need some wisdom, you need some knowledge, the Bible says to ask for wisdom and ask for knowledge. That's something that you can ask for, and you can receive it if you need wisdom. Okay. But you know what? You have to ask for it with a willing mind and a right heart. Okay. I mean, because what father would give anything to a child that didn't have a willing mind and a right heart? That's why I always tell you, get your mind right, get your heart right, my brothers and my sisters. So when you ask Father God for something, because any father would, then he's more apt to give it to you. Because you have a right heart, you have a right mind, a mind that follows Christ. You're trying to do the right thing. Don't you know any father wants his child to have things. The Bible says, Father God wants us to have a good thing. He does not want anyone to be lost. It's not his will that anyone be lost or go to hell. That's in the Bible. That's not Father God's will. I said, it's not his will that any of his children be lost or any of his children go to hell. That's not what he wants. It's not his will. Now, I'm going to come to you tonight and I'm going to come back on the next hour and 2 minutes at 7:30, when I come to you on broadcast, which is my second radio. You can get that link from my Facebook page or my LinkedIn page. You can get that link to broadcast. I come on there live for about an hour, a little bit. It's about an hour from now, so you can listen again if you need this broadcast, and you can listen to it again, and another broadcast, but the second broadcast comes on live. I always say my Bible studies live when I'm on my radio station, when I'm on the line. It's always live, not recorded. I'm on here live. They don't have a guest calling number on broadcast, which I don't have on my radio station, but if you have a question you want to call in to Christian Talk Radio on Blog Talk, feel free to do that by dialing that 1-800 number. You'll have the code for you. So it is 914 area code 803-4330. Again, if you have a question or a comment, you can dial in on 914
8043330 here at Radio. That's the good thing about Blog Talk, that it does have a guest calling number, whereas my radio station, I don't take calls. But you can hear me live on there, but I don't take calls. On Blog Talk, if you have those who have a guest call in. Now, I'm going to get into the Word of God, and if you do have your Bible, please open them to Colossians, the Epistle of Paul. Paul wrote many books in the Bible. This is just one of the ones that he wrote. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timaeus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. That's the word that we need to stand on, the truth of the gospel. Because the Bible says in the last days, we will have false prophets. And my brothers and my sisters, we have false prophets today. I said we have false prophets today. The Bible already prophesied about that. So we want to know the truth of which is common to you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doeth also in you. Since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Again, that's that word that nobody likes, but that's the word the Father God likes. It's called truth. As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declare unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual. The Bible says, we also declare unto us your love in the Spirit. See, the Bible talks about the Spirit, and I want you to understand, my brothers and my sisters, spiritual things have to be dealt with in the Spirit. You cannot deal with spiritual things with a natural mind. Yes. And I've talked to you about that before. Matter of fact, I've talked to you several times about that, about dealing with spiritual things, and people don't understand. If you don't understand, continue to listen to Christian Talk Radio, and you will understand. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His, who is His, Father God's will, not your will, not man's will, but Father God's will,
that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all, pleasing, being fruit, every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. But right there, my brothers and my sisters, if you don't get anything else today, get that. Get that, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, my brothers and my sisters, and long suffering with joyfulness, with all patience. See, you can only be patient if you got some understanding. See, you can only be joyful and long suffering if you got knowledge and wisdom of the word. See, if you've got knowledge and wisdom of the word of God, then you can be joyful and long suffering. If you're spirit's right, if you're walking worthy of the Lord, then you can be joyful and patient and long-suffering. The Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. A lot of people leave that out. They leave out this part where it says, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. A lot of people leave that out. They go straight to this verse, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. They go straight to that verse. They don't read what's before the verse, which it tells you to have knowledge and wisdom and spiritual understanding. They don't read that. They go straight to, well, God wants me to prosper. So I'm going to read this verse right here. That's the verse they go to. I said, that's the verse they go to. Because, see, when you read the Bible, my brothers and sisters, the Bible is written for us for a reason. It was not written for us to take parts of the Bible out and talk about that part only, not talk about the complete, whole, new, and old text, and to talk about this prosperity. That's not why the Bible was written, because if the Bible was written only to talk about prosperity, then all you have in the Bible would be prosperity scripture. That's all that would be in there. But there's much more to the Bible than just prosper. The Bible says when your soul prospers, then you prosper. After your soul prospers, God can leave that out. After your soul prospers, then you should prosper. If your soul ain't prospering, then you ain't prospering. I don't care how much you need that. So I need to leave that out. If your soul is prospering, and then you will prosper. See, a lot of people leave that out. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his Son. He has taken us out of darkness, my brothers and my sisters, and he has transferred us into the kingdom He has transferred us, or the Bible says he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So we are delivered from the power of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. See, my brother, my sister, that's where the spiritual thing comes in. Visible and invisible. Okay. That's why we say spiritual. You can have spiritual understanding, because the spiritual things you cannot see. So the Bible says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And we need to get that. Because for some reason, in this day and age, and I know that we're in the perilous time, people don't understand that all things were created. And that's why sometimes I go back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Father God created the heavens and the earth. Because sometimes we forget who created the heavens and the earth. Are we at? Like, we don't know who created the heavens and the earth. That's when I go out and I go to the oceans and the lakes and the rivers, and I see all the beauty. I see all the water and the ocean, and you know what? That just makes me remember Father God is in it. He created oceans of water. Can't no man do that. I said, can't no man create oceans of water. Can't no man create sky, the blue sky and the clouds. Can a man do that? All of that was created by Father God. Can no man put no clouds in the sky? And can't no man make the colors of the sky blue? Can no man do that? Only Father God can do that. Only Father God can make lakes and rivers and trees and fountains of water. I wonder how the times can do that. But not ever thought. I've been there, and every time I go and see nature and Niagara Falls, and I go to the oceans, and see, it just makes me, I look at it at all, and I just look at it all, and I think about how did I do all this. And then he turned around after he set all of this in place. The rivers, the oceans, the trees, the land, the flowers, birds, everything. And then he created man. He created man. And he created woman. I said he created man and he created woman. I tell you, before I love nature. It's part of me. I like going out to the oceans and to the lakes and the rivers and things like that. And I pray for our country that we don't let our oceans get filled with contamination. And I know it's already been done. Fish have died and my birth and died. And it's a tragic case when things like that happen because, you know, when Father God made the garden that put Adam in there, and he gave Adam one thing to do. He said to take care of the garden. That's all he wanted Adam to do. I said that's all he wanted Adam to do was to take care of the garden. That's all he wanted him to do. Keep it, take care of it. That's what the Bible says in Genesis. What he's telling him to do, but of course we know that he got. We know what happened to Adam. Adam got thrown to bamboozled. Trick. Or was it? Or did he do it out of his flesh? But whatever reason he did it, it was not his cause. And he was put in the garden to take care of it and to keep it. That's what Father God told him to do. But he didn't do that. He did something else. When the devil tricked him, that bruised him and his wife. So whenever the devil comes in, he has a purpose for what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy what Father God has put and given to us to be an enjoyment to us. And that's all he comes to do, to kill, steal, and destroy whatever Father God has did. Tries to turn it into evil, into something that's bad. So you have to be careful, my brothers and sisters, how you take care of what Father God has given to you. I said you got to be careful how you take care of what Father God has given you. I think Father Say has been a blessing to you. Please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your Blogger, your Geek, your Tumblr. So many different social networks out there. There's so many. I can't even name all of them. But anyway, whatever one that you are on, just share it about it. And my sister, this is not about me. I always tell you, it's not about Malisha. Never has been. Gets to be about me, I'll go somewhere and sit down. You all have a nice rest of your evening. I'll be back on within about an hour on broadcast on my radio station. I'll see you then.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now, check us out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Cannon.
I'm on now. I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama. I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you. They probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it. You don't want a problem. The goons be like, whatever you need, dog, call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head, I put that boy under the wall. I can't even rap like that, but insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. But I too was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame, it's the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow out their brains. More insecure they are, the more they brag, advertising they pain. I don't want no parts of none of that thing. Oh wait, hold up. This one's to do something lyrical, miracle, metaphor, simile, on a monopoly, on a period.